This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am good, brother. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Gearing up for a new day. I'm working from home. Very exciting. The folks from Rood are coming out to check out my house. Appreciate them. Obviously, you know, it's a busy time on the sports calendar. We got college hoops. This is like the pinnacle of college hoops happening. Yeah. All the conference tournaments. But I do think we need to check White Brian a little bit, B.
What's up with him?
Did you see the subject line of the stream email this morning?
I saw that. I've already challenged him, checked him, and threatened him already today. Coming here with a little attitude today.
Yeah, I mean, White Brian is feeling
Auburn
himself.
Down. He got on an Auburn sweatshirt. He got a little hat on with a little ugly tiger on it. Oh, he doesn't have – wait. I think he don't have dog mom today. He has an Auburn – what is that? No, AU. He has an AU Yeti, dog.
For Auburn or American University?
American University.
Let's go Eagles. Let's do it.
That's Auburn, too? He got Auburn. He got Auburn
it's the
with
War
a,
Eagle.
Oh, he got the War – oh, y'all a tiger or a damn War Eagle. What the hell is
it? It is – what is the hell? What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Explain that, White Brian.
Weird.
Yeah, in the Civil War, there was a veteran that went to Auburn that had an eagle, and he found a wounded eagle on the battlefield, brought it back for a football game. And the legend is it flew around after the game and then landed on midfield but died.
Oh, boy.
Wait. He landed on midfield and died?
Yeah.
And that's the legend? Well, you know, my school is kind of weird, too. We have a bulldog running around, but we're the Raging Cajuns.
I mean, if we're getting technical about it, my school is a turtle. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
all right.
You're a turtle. That's kind of weird, but you're always a turtle, you know?
Yeah,
but
right.
My school is a Raging Cajun with a damn bulldog running around. I'm like, what are we?
That doesn't make a lot of sense. It's like Georgetown, the Hoyas, which Hoya, I think, is like a type of rock or something, but they got Jack the Bulldog rolling around on a skateboard. obviously, really important topics this morning. We do have, I think, everybody's school might be playing college hoops today. Maryland plays tonight at 6:30 against an Illinois team that's pretty good. White Brian's at 1 o'clock. Good luck. Somebody let the cluster buster. Yeah.
That's why he dressed like that.
Somebody let the cluster buster know if anybody's expecting White Brian to do any sort of video production from 1 o'clock until the end of our show. I would guess again. My man's going to be locked in. What's up? The Sun Belt tournament's over, I think. How did UL do, B?
How did who do?
UL. How did your alma mater do in the Sun Belt?
I don't follow no damn basketball at my school. We always suck. Can't win a football team to come around.
That takes care of that. I can't wait for this Terp game tonight. We're going to talk Terps at 11:30 with Jeff Ehrman, the best to do it out there, the best Maryland coverage there is at Inside MD Sports. We're going to talk a little Bengals later this afternoon, talk a little Caps. Caps lost last night. Just, I think this California trip just kind of sucks it out of them. They're in L.A. I think maybe they just didn't play their best. Ethan Cadu will join us at 12:30 to kind of break down all things Caps. But B, it's been a productive morning, I would say. I was on a Zoom with Jeremy McNichols this morning,
right,
who, you know, Washington brought him back. Mm-hmm. He's a physical player, a really good blocker. And he said, he's like, man, you know, kind of the questions about unfinished business or what else Washington has to do, where they have to grow. And he's like, man, nobody has higher expectations for this team than we do. So that's what we're focused on.
Yeah.
And it just got me thinking, as of now, and things can always change, but as of now, they have re-racked the running back room. Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, Chris Rodriguez, Jeremy McNichols. How do you feel about them bringing the running back room back as it was constituted last season? And do you – well, let's start there.
I don't have an issue with it because, listen, when I look at the season last year, I heard a lot of people blaming running backs for whatever. And I can see the blocking and stuff went down as they got banged up on the O-line. You know, those things happen. I think when they were all – and when they were healthy and running, nobody complained because they had something good going. I believe you get a better O-line, have more depth, they're going to get back to what they were at the beginning of the season.
I agree with you. I think it's because there's no stats, right? Like there's no numbers I can point you to really illustrate what Laramie Tunsil's impact could be. I think people just don't get as excited about that trade as perhaps they should.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're hearing kind of these whispers from Houston that he wasn't that great in the run. And the one number you can actually point to, the one empirical data point, is the penalties. So I feel like there is a muted level of excitement for what Tunsil will bring to the organization and to the offense. And mm-hmm. I think it's pretty damn significant.
Yeah.
I really, truly believe that. And I also think, however, though, B, that I'm quite cool with all the moves they've made to bring C-Rod back and bring McNichols back. But the reality of the business of football, as we've been reminded, is I still think they could draft somebody and have some competition this summer.
That's very possible. Very possible. And I think, you know, anybody that's on the team should understand that. They're always looking for youth. They're looking for somebody else to come along and, like, take your job, to be honest with you. They will not put it that way. But they're always looking to replace somebody with somebody always that's younger, faster, stronger, bigger. You know what I'm saying? And less expensive.
Cheaper and younger.
Yeah.
It's the name of the game. B, let me ask you this. Because I know you've said it to me. At how many times in your career did they draft your replacement? I mean, they did it after after you won a Super Bowl,
we won
right?
the Super Bowl. They drafted,
Reggie Brooks.
They drafted Ricky Irvin after my rookie year. And they drafted Desmond Howard after the Super Bowl year. he was a Heisman Trophy winner. They drafted Reggie Bad. Reggie Brooks come through this thing. I didn't care. You know, line him up. I knock him down. But the whole thing is, if you are afraid of competition, if you're a person that don't know how to get yourself to be the best you can be, then you shouldn't be in this profession. Like I hear all the time, the quarterbacks, oh, man, you can't do that to the quarterback. Bull crap. Yes, you can. If the quarterback is scared of competition, he shouldn't be the leader. We always say the quarterback got to be the most mentally tough person out there. But as soon as anybody that they think may give them a little run, they all get a little shaken. Why? If everybody else got to deal with it, they got to deal with it.
I totally agree. And I do think the quarterback position is the most important. As you like to say, also the most dependent.
Yep.
But it's also the most coddled. And
yeah.
the And I think a lot of that, I don't think NIL and transfer portal is good for that. I think that only increases the coddling. Guys, one of the things, I've said this repeatedly, you could argue where Jalen Hurts stacks up in the ranks of NFL quarterbacks.
He's not afraid of the competition.
Bro, one of the things that stood out to me then, long before I had a radio show, I think I was just doing the podcast back then. I don't even remember what year it was, frankly. I bet White Brian does because it was Bama. But when Hurts got benched, I think it was halftime of the national title game, and he was awful. There's a reason they benched him.
Yeah.
He couldn't hit the ocean from the beach throwing a football. Like, he was awful. And they went to Tua at halftime. Tua brings Bama back to win. Saban, just a masterclass. And at that moment, you knew Hurts was cooked. You knew he wasn't the starting quarterback of the Alabama Crimson Tide anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And for him not to transfer out when everybody transfers out.
Yeah.
Like, that just said so much. He
Everybody
said he wanted
afraid.
To get it. Well, dude, I've talked to Locks about it. Maryland head coach Mike Locksley was the Bama offensive coordinator at that point. And he said, he's like, Jalen really wanted to get his degree from Alabama. And he stayed. And White Brian will know this. I think the subsequent year, I want to say it was the SEC title game. Maybe it was the Natty again. And Tua got hurt, and Hurts came in, and they won that game. And it just felt like such a cool full circle moment. And when everybody throws that word dog around all the time,
yeah.
If you're a dog, if you're a canine, as the great Doc Walker would say, if you are in this for championships, you don't care if they bring in competition.
No. Listen, dog, I'll tell you this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When I was in the ninth grade at the junior high school, and they called me over because after I played one game, and I played in a JV game one night, and I balled out. And the varsity coach called me to come to the varsity field, which I had to get after school, get in a little van, go over there, and he say, you're going to be our starting quarterback. I wasn't even going to the high school. And I knew then, okay, well, if they could just replace you with a possibility, because I was the possibility. I was the guy with the potential. They replaced the guy, Trahan, whatever his name, Paul Trahan. They replaced him with me. So when I hit the 10th grade, I'm always seeing who's coming next. And if they coming, they better be ready, because I'm not gonna shy away from the competition. I go to college, same thing happened. I get to the pros, they kept bringing them in. I didn't care. But when you show me, if you ever show a teammate you're afraid of competition, they don't have a lot of faith in you.
Mm-mm.
Believe that.
Mm-mm. And dude, that's one thing I think DQ has been really good at, and I think it's kind of a Pete Carroll thing. I know. just as a kid that started to really like college football as that USC team with Pete Carroll was really cooking, kind of the Reggie Bush days, mm-hmm. Lendale White. Pete Carroll then, it's about constant, everyday competing.
Yeah.
And in all facets, the key to competition is you get better too. And I think that is what Dan Quinn preaches. That's what Adam Peters is all about. Like, no complacency. I've always thought, especially in the Bruce days, the line between confidence and arrogance and confidence and complacency was very, very thin. Mm. And I think these dudes don't operate like that anymore.
See, the thing of it is, Jay, like that little saying that act like you've been there before. And you know what I say to that? The people that say that, they've never been there before. Because you have to have some level of athletic arrogance, as Coach Gibbs told me. You don't have athletic arrogance, then you won't believe in yourself. You will be afraid of everything, like most people are. But you got to have some level of that to be able to do it. So when you score, you floss a little bit. When you do something you're supposed to be doing at a high, and you do it at a super high level, you're going to be excited. You're more excited for yourself that you did it and you accomplished it than you are trying to show somebody up. But you hear the people go, oh, act like you've been there before. Damn it, obviously I know you haven't been there, because you wouldn't say that if you if you were there, you would never say that crap. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because you know what? Normally when you're super excited, you haven't been there before. So let's be real about it.
Right. Commanders continue to kind of bring some signings in. I do want to have maybe a more in-depth conversation about Dietrich Wise, who they signed from the Pats. I talked early this morning to Logan Paulson. We recorded a podcast with him for Beltway Football. And Logan was really into Wise. They've also now added their first true edge, I guess, in Jacob Martin from the Bears.
We just watched some stuff of him, bro. That dude got some bend, lean, speed, and multiple moves.
They are clearly trying to find Jacob Martin, 6'2", 240, originally drafted by the Seahawks back in 2018. He's been around.
Yeah. I mean,
this is a dude that's been on six teams in roughly seven seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to find guys and give themselves flexibility. Flexibility for what? I don't know. Perhaps there is a trade out there that they are interested in, but they're clearly keeping a chunk of money available. And at this point in time, on the straight free agent market, there's nobody available on the straight free agent market that's probably worth the money they'll command.
Mm-hmm.
You're overpaying. Yeah, like, what's available in free agency right now is the cost of a soda at a NBA game. Like, you know that thing should only cost $2.50, and you're paying $9 for it.
You should just went to a dozen of eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so I think there's a reason they're not just, like, aggressively going after what's on the market. I think they're pretty confident in what they put together. I think the Debo and the Tunsil moves are massive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to switch gears a hair here, B. We're going to talk football most of the day. You know how we operate. We're going to weave some Terps, some Caps in there. College hoop season is here.
It's a
But, Brian, obviously, you know, I got to listen. I need to go back and listen to that 8 o'clock segment. But the Junkies had certainly a tribute to John Feinstein. John Feinstein, just an absolute dynamic writer, reporter, person, compelling figure, opinionated man. Somebody you and I know well,
mm-hmm.
From the TV side. I know John on, like, a personal level because our kids were on the same swim team. I'd see him at swim practice. You know, the news yesterday, I can kind of say it now. We were doing our show, and Matt Valdez, Junkies producer, was in there. You know that studio where Valdez does his, like, you know, post-production, whatever it is he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
I was walking by, and I could hear, you know, he's playing Feinstein audio. And I was like, oh, College Hoops, you guys getting John on? And he just looked at me with this, like, vacant, like mm-hmm. stare. Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell? And, you know, then a few minutes later, but as you and I were leaving, I guess, CK told us that John had passed. Mm-hmm. And within probably a half hour of that discussion, you know, the Post had a story up and then it became public. Yeah. And it was just jarring. It was shocking.
Yeah.
That, you know, that John was just gone.
True. And I think the thing about it, man, like, I think a few weeks ago I had talked about going home for the weekend. I think you weren't here that day. And I was saying, you know, something had happened. And I say, hug your family. Make sure people know you love them because, like, life is short. You never know. And that's an example of that. You see somebody today, they're gone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And I think you joke about it a lot, saying you're old and this, that, and the other. But as you get older, you start realizing you're not invincible. When you're 18 years old, 20, 25, 30, you don't think about the end ever. But when you get across 40, you start thinking you got more that's gone by than you got left. And I think that's why you got to live life to the fullest, man. That's the ultimate thing. Live it to the fullest.
Yeah, man. You wonder when you go from the front nine to the back nine. And with John, I listened to Wilbon on PTI talking about him, and obviously those guys knew each other from, hell, whatever, the mid-80s Washington Post, right?
Yeah.
And he called him a complicated dude, and perhaps that's fair. Certainly opinionated. And for me with John, he was largely very cool, very supportive, but there were times where he would disagree with something I said or something he thought I said, and we would have a disagreement here and there. Mm-hmm. So here's what we're going to do. Dan Steinberg is an absolutely brilliant writer on his own right. He has transitioned to an editing role at the Washington Post. But Steins is brilliant, and Steins has been Feinstein's editor for the last 5 years, I believe. Dan's going to join us next. We're going to have a conversation about John and try to do a man that made an incredible impact on this planet, justice. Nobody go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.